From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Efforts to douse the crippled nuclear power complex in Japan with enough water to cool down the overheated facility are apparently making little headway. Water has been dumped by helicopters and is being pumped in via water cannon. NPR's Richard Harris in Tokyo reports. A key focus is on the pools there used to hold spent nuclear fuel rods.
The Tokyo Power Company is planning to aim the water cannon at holes that have pierced the nuclear reactor buildings and start pumping water into the damaged nuclear plants. Of special concern are pools of used fuel, which is both hot and highly radioactive. One pool in particular apparently has very low water levels, and that means the fuel is heating up. There's no risk of a nuclear explosion, but the overheated fuel could cause hydrogen gas to explode, and that could scatter this radioactive material into the air. What's really needed is electric power so the plant can run its pumps and get water to where it's needed. The utility company says they hope to restore power in the next 24 hours. Richard Harris, NPR News, Tokyo.
The State Department and Pentagon are offering to evacuate hundreds of family members of U.S. government personnel working in Japan. A State Department spokesman says evacuees will be flown out on chartered aircraft. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Obama administration is urging Americans in Japan to stay at least 50 miles away from the crippled nuclear power complex. That's four times the distance recommended by the Japanese government.
The Obama administration is now recommending evacuations in a much wider area around the stricken plant than the government of Japan is. White House spokesman Jay Carney stopped short of saying the Japanese warning is inadequate, but he described the nuclear danger at Fukushima as a fluid situation.
It is a crisis at a nuclear power plant with four reactors. You don't need me to tell you that the situation has deteriorated in the days since the tsunami.
The State Department is offering to assist Americans who need help in getting away from the plant. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
That's the sound of workers screening airline passengers arriving in South Korea from Japan to check for radioactivity levels. Regulators in China, which is Japan's largest trading partner, have ordered radiation monitoring of Japanese products arriving in that country. The UN World Health Organization says there's no evidence of any radioactive contamination outside of Japan. Forces loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi are pressing closer to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi in the eastern part of that country, the UN Security Council moving toward a vote on a resolution to authorize a no-fly zone being imposed over Libya. The Senate is expected to approve and send to the president today the latest in a series of stopgap spending bills to keep the federal government operating. The bill provides funding for 3 weeks. The House is expected to vote today on a bill that would block NPR from receiving any federal funds. This is NPR News from Washington. U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan say that more than 40 insurgents have been killed in fighting over the past 2 days there. Coalition troops have been targeting narcotics and weapons trafficking. Opium is a cash crop that funds the Taliban in Afghanistan. The House today is expected to consider a resolution calling on the president to withdraw American forces from Afghanistan by the end of this year. But the top U.S. commander there, General David Petraeus, says any effort to speed up the withdrawal schedule could backfire.
Petraeus told Congress this week that he understands impatience with the war, but he said the resolution the House is considering would not be a good idea.
The Taliban and al-Qaeda obviously would trumpet this as a victory, as a success. Needless to say, it would completely undermine everything that our troopers have fought so much for and sacrificed so much for.
Petraeus was speaking before the House Armed Services Committee, where he was challenged on how long Americans might have to fight. Petraeus revealed a personal reason to work towards a drawdown beginning this summer and an end to combat operations in 2014. He said his son just completed a tour in Afghanistan. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City begins later this morning as marchers walk through Manhattan on a route that will take them past St. Patrick's Cathedral. In Milwaukee, there was a crowd waiting at the door when Patty's Pub opened at 6 a.m. Orland Wood is the owner of that pub.
We put out like a buffet type, and they come up, and we have the Irish bacon that we import in from Ireland. We have the Irish scones, soda bread, pork bangers, eggs, potatoes. We have a few that have a Guinness.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.